Welcome back to the Altitude Sessions, where we rise above the noise and listen to the truths our bodies whisper before the world wakes up. I'm your host, Robin Vox, and today we're stepping into a topic that lives at the intersection of survival, sanity, and self-respect. Soft mornings and the soft truths they reveal. Because baby, once you walk out your door, the chaos begins. And I don't mean the little chaos. I mean the kind that demands your attention, your structure, your boundaries, your professionalism, your emotional labor, your patience, your face, your tone, your entire nervous system. So your morning, those first few sacred minutes, become the one part of your day that belongs fully, completely, unapologetically to you. Let's fly. Here's something I had to learn the hard way. Your morning is not a time of day. It's a boundary. It's the moment you meet yourself before the world tries to claim you. It's the breath before responsibility. It's the quiet before expectation. It's the stillness before demands. It's the soft moment where your spirit gets to stretch before your body enters the battlefield of daily life. Because yes, some of us are walking into jobs where every decision matters. Every tone is analyzed. Every move is watched. Every mistake is political. Every breath carries weight. And when you live in a body the world already misreads, when you serve in systems built on discipline and noise, when you are the rock, the leader, the mother, the backbone, the emotional safety net, your morning silence is not luxury. It is survival. Soft mornings aren't quiet because we're dainty. They're quiet because our nervous systems need it. Your body knows the truth. By noon, you'll have absorbed 40 questions, 3 crises, 2 microaggressions, 100 unread emails, a random request that should have been a text, and somebody's entire emotional world that they dumped on you uninvited. By evening, your body will have held tension no one else saw, held peace no one else protected, held boundaries no one else respected. So your morning silence becomes the place your soul returns to itself. Softness, stillness, quiet breath, no commentary, no conversation, no noise, no demands, just you, just your breath, just the truth that you deserve to meet yourself gently. Let me tell you what pushed this episode to the top of the queue. There is someone living in my home who decided to tell people I'm mean. Why? Because I set a boundary about my mornings. Not a harsh boundary, not a complicated boundary, not a disrespectful boundary, just silence. Just, please don't start conversations before I'm awake. Give me quiet while I get ready. I need silence in the morning for my peace. And baby, you would have thought I asked for a kidney. The way some people crumble when they can't have immediate access to your energy should tell you everything about why you needed boundaries in the first place. This person, in my house, decided silence was disrespect, that my quiet was attitude, that my peace was personal. And the thing is, I wasn't mad. I wasn't slamming doors. I wasn't raising my voice. I wasn't giving attitude. I was simply honoring my nervous system, and their spirit could not handle that level of self-respect, which led me to a soft but firm truth. No one else, outside of my husband and my children, will ever live under my roof again. Ever. Because the moment someone believes they're entitled to your energy, your mourning, your presence, your peace, your silence, they've told you they don't belong in your sanctuary. Some people can visit your home. Some people can eat at your table. Some people can stay for a weekend. But baby, they cannot cross your threshold permanently without disrupting the entire ecosystem of your sanity. And that's a soft truth, a firm boundary, a non-negotiable lesson. Here's something I've learned. People who cannot handle your silence cannot handle your boundaries, because silence reveals the truth. Silence exposes entitlement. Silence forces people to face themselves. Silence makes people realize they cannot control your emotional availability. Some folks need you noisy so they can ignore their own chaos. Some folks need you talkative so they can feel important. Some folks need access to your morning energy because without your peace to lean on, their day feels emptier. But hear me clearly. You are not responsible for filling the emotional spaces people refuse to fill for themselves. Not at 6 a.m., not before work, not before coffee, not before your breath has even settled into your body. Some people see your silence as rejection. Some people see your silence as rejection. Some people see your peace as judgment. Some people see your boundaries as disrespect. But baby, that's between them and their unhealed parts, not you. When you protect your mourning, you learn things about yourself. Soft truths like, I don't want to start my day negotiating my own peace. I shouldn't be interrupted in the one moment I'm actually listening to myself. My silence is sacred, not mean. If you take my quiet personally, that's a reflection of your noise. Anyone who punishes me for requiring peace cannot stay in my space. My mourning is my boundary, and boundaries should not need permission. Peace is free, but access to me is earned. I am not available on demand. These are the truths soft mornings whisper when you allow them. Many of us didn't grow up with soft mornings. We grew up with noise, responsibility, chaos, people needing something from us before we even had a chance to wake up. So now, as adults, our bodies crave what we never had. A soft start, a slow breath, a moment to just be. This is not selfish. This is repair. This is the reparenting our nervous systems deserve. Soft mornings are the apology we give to ourselves for all the years we woke up already overwhelmed. Practical ways to honor your soft morning. Speak less. Move slow. Avoid reacting. Don't check your phone immediately. Keep the lights soft. Stretch gently. Drink something warm in silence. Ignore other people's urgency. Let your spirit arrive before your responsibilities do. Don't let anyone rush your breathing. And most importantly, don't let someone else's discomfort make you abandon your boundary. This has been the Altitude Sessions, and today your reminder is simple. Your mourning is your sanctuary. Your silence is sacred. Your peace is not up for negotiation. You are allowed to meet yourself gently before the world tries to meet you loudly. If someone cannot respect your mourning, they cannot respect your boundaries. And if they cannot respect your boundaries, they cannot live in your space. Soft mornings, soft truths, soft strength. I'm Robin Vox, and I'll see you in the sky.